Hello, everyone. I am so honored to share this practice with you, as I know it will be a very potent one. In this class, part instruction and part meditation and visualization, I'm going to guide you through a pelvic mapping and yoni massage practice, one that aims to awaken, ground, and clear the space. Now we're going to start by just getting in a comfortable and warm place, preferably on our bed, and just having everything beside you so you don't need to get up. And we'll just have some coconut or jojoba oil or pure aloe vera or whatever you like to use for internal massage. Now if you want to get a little more advanced, castor oil is excellent for stimulating extra blood flow, softening scar tissue, and hardened tense areas. And then adding in some CBD even is a great awakening and consciousness shifting medicine. So up to you what you'd like to use. And before you begin this practice, taking the time to set your space and a certain ambiance is very helpful, as this is a ceremony, a ritual, a sacred practice of connection. So having a quiet and undisturbed space, taking a relaxing bath before, spending some time with breath work and meditation before diving in is really helpful. So I'd like you to do that now, as well as just spending a few minutes intuitively massaging your breasts and your belly as a warm-up. And just press play again when you're ready, when you feel like you're in a meditative space and feel warmed up physically as we begin this opening meditation. All right, welcome back. Let's begin. I want you to put one hand over your vulva and the other over your heart and just start to feel the living connection between these two areas. And with an inhale, you send the energy of your pelvic floor, your yoni, up to bathe your heart, that erotic innocence, that fire. And on an exhale, send the full love and compassion of your heart down to bathe your yoni space. Let's breathe in this way for a minute or two, spiraling your breath and energy, taking deep and full breaths up and down. And now put both hands over your vulva, feeling the warmth of your hands and sending that warmth beneath those hands into your genitals, this deep core of you. And notice without attachment what sensations and what feelings come up. Notice them like an ocean wave, where they wash over you and then flow back into the ocean. Sensations, emotions are fleeting. They come and they go. Feel the energy of love in this space. Feel the living connection and channel from your heart down to your genitals. How your yoni receives nourishment from your heart. When you're ready, take some of the oil that's beside you, covering your finger, and just start to intuitively massage your vulva, the outside of your yoni, your vagina, feeling all the different parts and contours, the different sensations, waking up the area before internal invitation. And keep breathing through whatever comes up, continuing to massage intuitively, feeling the tissue filling with blood and awakening, feeling pleasure and sensation. And let's do that for a couple of minutes now. Now, come to the temple gate, the opening of your vagina, your yoni, and just be here for a moment and connect to your internal voice. Is there a clear no, a yes, to this invitation of internal work? Ask the guardians of this temple if they are ready. Your inner self, if she is ready for this work today. And if you're getting a no, I want you to honor that. I want you to thank yourself for that clear boundary. And you can just stop here and continue that meditation of one hand on your heart and one hand on your womb or vulva, and sending love to fill your pelvic space. This alone is powerful healing work, and you can end with that and then ask again another day. And if you're getting a clear yes, a clear invitation, we're going to begin by feeling the opening of your internal space with your finger and just feeling the difference in the physical tissue and the energy from the outside and the inside, feeling that contrast. We're going to take a moment to connect to the natural energy channel that runs from our cervix, our genitals, our pelvic bowl, down through our legs and to the bottom of our feet, where there is a cord deep to the core of the earth. And know that this is your spiritual, energetic, umbilical cord to the Great Mother, to the Earth Mother. Throughout this practice, know that you are always connected here. You can find support and nourishment and energy here. And you can also release what you don't want to hold on to anymore into the deep, grounded pool of the earth. It can hold all of your pain, all of your stories. It's a place where you can let it all go here. So let's just feel into this energy channel. And now let's feel into the energy here, the opening of your yoni, and just inside. Is there a sense of fear? And can you transform that into calm, into trust? Let's breathe here for a minute, knowing that you are safe, knowing that you are always supported by unseen forces, by the earth, by the Great Mother, and by your own inner light and higher, wise self. And take a deep breath, a deep sigh, a moan, as you bring your finger deep inside you, about 1 to 2 knuckles deep. You can just have your finger inside you, letting the tissue soften and adjust to its presence. What is the temperature like? Let's feel into the energies here. Do you notice any anger or frustration, any worry or guilt? And can you feel into the possibility of transformation into self-kindness here, into openness, into being centered here in the center of your yoni. Now we're going to begin by squeezing the muscles around your finger. First, moving your finger to the left side of your yoni and squeezing, and then the right side and squeezing, and just noticing the differences here between left and right, noticing the strength of your contraction, and noticing if your muscles are able to fully relax after that contraction. I'm not doing anything about it, just noticing at this time. And now we're going to go around our yoni in a circle, like a clock. We're going to massage very, very slowly and deeply and intentionally at each point. And it's going to take several minutes, and you're going to use deeper pressure than you think, to the point where you will actually feel your pelvic bones through the tissue. And at each point on that clock, you'll push into the tissue and hold for 30 seconds or so, breathing deeply and moaning, exhaling into any sensations that come up, physical or emotional, and just letting them flow through you. And if something, anything feels overwhelming, just connect to that cord you have to the Earth Mother and breathe it down, breathe it away from you. And if you start to disassociate and leave your body, just keep reminding yourself to come back. Come back, not attached to any stories, just sensations, remembering that this is a safe place. And when you feel an emotional or physical release in that tissue, it'll feel like a softening or a change in temperature or an energetic sensing of a change, you can move on to the next point in that clock visual and repeat. So let's do that now, and you're going to start about 3 knuckles deep this time, your finger completely inside you to the base as you do this exercise. And let's start around 12 o'clock, and I'll check in with you about halfway. So let us explore now. Thank you. And now you may be about halfway through, around 6 o'clock, towards your tailbone, the backside. And a reminder that this is a practice rooted in curiosity and exploration. And there is no goal, no pressure. It is a practice of consciousness and awakening. You cannot do it wrong. Just keep going, keep breathing, keep focusing on sensations and not stories. Keep connecting to that cord you have, to the earth's deep core. Let's go through the other half now. now let's just have your finger in the center of your yoni, still three knuckles deep to the finger base. And just sit in stillness here and notice any difference that you feel within your pelvic bowl after doing this exercise and this massage. Is there a tingling? Do you feel that deep yoni pulse? Do things feel lighter, more vibrant? Do you feel more grounded and embodied here in this space? Now deep in the center, I want you to connect to any part of you that feels sadness or grief. And can you feel that transformation, that possibility into a sense of courage and feminine surrender? Breathe deeply. Now, if you can locate the end of this space near your cervix, can you feel the tip here? Where are you in your cycle? If you're close to your bleeding time, it will be lower within you. And if you're closer to ovulation, it will be higher. And just gently touch your cervix. It may be highly sensitive, or it may be numb to some degree. And massage around the cervix, feel the sides. These sides are erogenous zones. Do you feel an awakening of pleasure when massaging around the cervix or directly on the cervix? Let's spend a minute or so feeling the tissue, its contours, sensations that come up. And if it is numb, just accepting that, just sending your breath and rooting your awareness there, inviting the potential for sensation again. Let's connect to the energy here when contacting your cervix. What do you feel here? Is there a part that feels impatience or anger? Can you feel the transformation, the possibility into a sense of joy? And exhale deeply here. And with your fingers still massaging your cervix, connect to the energy channel that we've learned about that runs from your cervix all the way to the top of your head, your crown. And let's work with that visualization of seeing and feeling that energy flow, channeling in, inviting in cosmic energy and vitality all the way from the top of your head, all the way down to the root of you. And just keep massaging your cervix intuitively. Feel into this space as a portal. It is a living and energetic and emotional bridge between heaven and earth, the center that connects to other worlds through the crown chakra and to the earth as your root chakra and the channel that runs down your legs to the earth mother. The cervix is the absolute center of you. Feel into this holiness, this sacredness, your temple space. How life comes into this world here, how your sacred blood flows through here. Can you feel a heart awakening when you remember this truth? Breathe and exhale deeply. Now let's bring our finger down a little bit and connect to our physical pleasure places. The most prominent one is our G-spot, and that is inside you around 12 o'clock, up towards the ceiling, up towards your belly, and just feel this structure. Feel its sponginess, its ridges, its edges, how it takes up so much space in our internal terrain. Feel into the places on it that bring a wave of deep pleasure, and how pushing on certain parts bring more pleasure, and even a sensation to urinate as the bladder is right above the G-spot. Let's just spend a minute exploring this space, filling our yoni with the imprint of self-love and pleasure. And you can even have a hand on your heart and just send more love downwards and really feel into this pleasure as sacred and healing. You can either pause now this recording and spend some more time intuitively massaging and exploring this inner terrain if you feel the call, feeling how your awareness and touch changes the tension level and moves emotions through, how absolutely vibrant it is here, how quickly we can make changes to this space, how it is in its very nature to be adaptable, elastic, and expansive. So you can pause and spend as much time as you like and come back to it, or we can just close this practice out now. So, to end, we're going to go back to what we did at first and move our finger all the way to the left and squeeze that, feeling our muscles contract around that finger and fully relax, and then the same on the right side. And just notice with this, if you feel that your contractions are stronger and that they fully relax more than in the beginning, notice how perhaps your yoni feels more juicy and alive, and how much more blood and energy has flowed to the space. Whenever you're ready, you can take your finger out and put both hands on your womb. And we're going to close this out with a blessings meditation. And I received a portion of this transmission from one of my teachers, Tammy Kent, and it is one of my favorite meditations for quickly changing the energy of the space. So thank you, Tammy. And with both hands on your womb, feel the warmth here. Feel the vitality, the attention, the embodiment in your pelvic bowl. And we're going to imagine in our mind's eye that our pelvis, in its beautiful bowl shape, is a singing bowl. It can be crystal or a gold Tibetan one, whatever you resonate with most. And imagining taking the mallet in your hands, trace the outline of the rim of the singing bowl, your pelvic bowl, as you send that sacred sound, resonating blessings throughout your pelvic space. And with that sacred harmony, it clears instantly anything stuck or stagnant or dark and fills the space with holiness, with deep blessings, with light. And meditate on this for a few minutes, really feeling this visualization in your body, in your pelvic bowl, sending gratitude, thanks, and blessings to your female body, this holy temple space. And let's move into that meditation now.